State Fish and Game officials say Southeast fishermen should see a much bigger harvest of pink salmon next summer. Andy Piston, Fish and Game Southeast Region Pink and Chum Salmon Project Leader, says the department is forecasting a harvest of 55 million pinks in 2011.
Which is above the 10-year average. The last 10 years we've averaged about 40 million pink salmon. And it's pretty close to average for the last five odd years. So it's looking like it should be a real good season next year.
Fish and Game uses two factors to produce its forecast, the trends of prior year's harvest, as well as trawl surveys of juvenile salmon conducted in Chatham and Icy Straits by NOAA Fisheries' Auk Bay Lab. Piston says the forecast was bumped up this year because of the juvenile salmon data.
If you go back to the parent year escapement in 2009, we had good escapements, and they were well spread throughout the region. And so our forecast, just based on the trend, was pretty good. It was about 46 million. And then when we looked at the trawl data, they had it appears those fish had really good fresh water and early marine survival. And so by using their trawl data, we upped the forecast to about 55 million fish.
It's the fifth year Fish and Game has used the NOAA Fisheries salmon fry information to adjust its forecasts. Piston says the trawl surveys help detect early survival rates when salmon mortality is highest. Fish and Game has also gone back and applied trawl data from prior years to its old forecasts, and Piston says the NOAA Fisheries survey helps push the state pink salmon forecast in the right direction. Pink salmon are caught primarily by the region's purse seine fleet.